tuned to yesterday, broadcasting shows from the golden age of radio. I'm your host, Mark Levionier. Thanks for tuning in to this hour of comedy. Later on, we'll hear the Jack Benny program from 1954, but right now, a brief adaptation of the 1934 motion picture The Firebrand on the Gulf Screen Guild Theater. It actually was first a Broadway play, opening in October 1924, running for over 260 performances, and featuring Edward G. Robinson in that opening night cast, along with comedian Frank Morgan, who reprises his stage and screen role, along with Frederick March and Constance Bennett from January 21, 1940.
The Gulf Screen Guild Theater. Your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer and the Gulf Oil Companies welcome you to the Gulf Theater, the one place where you meet all your favorite stars. Tonight we bring you Douglas Fairbanks Jr., Paulette Goddard, Frank Morgan, Roy Darcy, Mary Forbes, Margot Stevenson, and of course Oscar Bradley and his Gulf Orchestra. And now your host, the director of the Gulf Theater, Roger Pryor.
Good evening, everyone. Our play tonight is largely concerned with the adventures of two violent gentlemen who lived in a violent age. The time is around 1500. The place is Florence, Italy, and the plot, well, even in those days, it all boiled down to this. Fairbanks meets girl, Morgan meets girl, both chase girl, Paulette Goddard is girl. Oh, boy. The far from innocent bystanders are the Duchess, played by Mary Forbes, the Duke's bodyguard, played by Roy Darcy, and the beautiful servant girl, played by Margot Stevenson. And they all owe their hilarious troubles to the comedy genius of Edwin Justice Mayer. Before I give the cue that rings up the curtain on tonight's play, I'd like to tip my hat in the direction of the stars who appear with us here in the Gulf Theater. Of course, this is the Star's Own Theater, and we do have a lot of fun during our long rehearsals, but sometimes they occur under pretty trying circumstances. And so today, a special bow to Douglas Fairbanks, Jr. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, our cause is a great one. All the money that Gulf would ordinarily pay to the stars who appear here is given instead to the Motion Picture Relief Fund for its needs and to build a home for the less fortunate members of the industry. And now you're about to meet history's first glamour boy, Benvenuto Cellini. Our first glimpse of the celebrated artist Cellini is more dashing than romantic as he hot-foots it down an alley in the direction of his studio workshop. He leaps up the steps five at a time and beats frantically on the door.
Master!
Amelia, quick, help me bolt the door.
Oh, yes, Master.
Angela, don't stand there. Do something, anything.
Yes, sir. What shall I do?
Well, do? What can you do? What can anyone do? Already my neck feels the hangman's rope.
Oh, you've been fighting again.
Amelia, my faithful servant, you will not fail me. Go to the cardinal. Beg him to speak to the Duke in my behalf.
Instantly, Master.
Oh, I'm a dead man.
Signor Cellini.
What is it, Angela?
Do you wish me to pose? Shall I change my costume?
Must I see you only with a chisel in my hand? You never think of me as a man as well as an artist?
Oh, but my mother...
Don't mention that hag.
Yes, sir.
And don't call me sir. It is my desire that you call me Benvenuto.
Yes, sir. Benvenuto.
Let me hear you say that again.
Benvenuto.
Oh, seraphs and nightingales, your songs are less than her common speech. Oh, Angela. Angela, I'm a violent and dreadful man, covered with the blood of my enemies.
Oh, I'd forgotten your danger.
Don't interrupt me when I'm speaking so well.
I'm sorry, Benvenuto.
And to think that you came into my life at its very end. Angela. Today, I killed a man.
Benvenuto? Who?
Mafio. Let me tell you about it. I was coming home through the narrow street. You know the one.
Yes?
When I noticed three fellows standing on one side and four on the other. Thinking nothing of the overwhelming odds, for we Cellinis have been famous with sword and dagger for centuries. I cut my way through to Mafio and left my weapon in his throat.
You killed him?
I killed him dead. And now the Duke will probably hang me.
Oh, when you say that, I could cry.
And if I am hanged, how long will you cry?
All of the day. Unless my mother beats me and makes me stop.
You're very beautiful.
You're very handsome.
You're like flowing gold, ready to be shaped into a woman.
I am already a woman.
You're the matin in the morning, and the angelus in the evening. The bell which awakens me, and the bell which says, rest.
But you must not come near me. My mother's forbidden that.
What do I care what your mother forbids me? You must think as I think, do as I do.
Uh-huh.
My mother.
Oh, she must think, and do as you do, eh?
Yes, and not all the mothers in Italy who'll stop it.
I shall stop it.
What sort of a mother are you to ruin your daughter's greatest chance for happiness?
See, Angela? He turns you against me before my very face.
Your face? You call that thing you wear a face?
Angela, out of this house!
Madam, I have noticed of late that you're growing a beard. It doesn't become you.
Out, Angela. We are through with this firebrand.
Don't you dare step outside that door.
What do you want?
I want Angela for my wife.
And what about me?
You are to make yourself scarce. I might say invisible.
Oh, how can I give up my daughter, the light of my life?
I'll give you 30 ducats to acquire more light.
I cannot. 50 ducats.
30 ducats.
50 or nothing.
Very well, nothing.
Oh, Mother, please, you don't know him. Oh, he means it.
You have no consideration. I am a mother.
Come, yes or no?
Oh, very well. I will not stand in Angela's way.
Heaven is at my threshold. Oh, Angela.
Benvenuto, darling. Benvenuto, I... Master.
Amelia, what's the word?
The Duke knows already what you've done.
What is this?
He has killed a man, Mother.
A man? 3 men. They swarmed about me. But my wedding day shall not be my hanging day. Angela, Amelia, we leave Florence forever and at once.
Oh, Benvenuto, you're so clever.
How about my money?
You take your daughter home, put her belongings in a box, send her back to me, and you shall have your money.
Oh, good. Come, Angela.
Goodbye, Benvenuto.
And if you are hanged afterwards, so much the better.
Such a sweet soul, that mother. Like gall and wormwood.
In the street, they speak of your fight. Was it a goodly fight?
Oh, let me tell you about it, Amelia. I was coming through the narrow street. You know the one.
Do I?
And I noticed 10 fellows standing on one side and 12 on the other. Thinking nothing of the overwhelming odds.
We Cellinis have been famous with sword and dagger for centuries.
I cut my way through to Mafio and left my weapon in his throat.
That dagger now at your waist?
You doubt me?
No, I disbelieve you.
What?
You see, my brother witnessed the fight.
Oh. But I did kill Mafio.
The Duke.
Amelia, I'm done.
Open the door! In the name of the great
Master,
Duke,
what shall we do?
Open the door!
You heard what he said? Open the door!
Cellini.
My poor house is more than honored by the presence of your excellency.
Yes, your poor house would be more than honored by the presence of any peaceful man. Yeah, that wasn't bad, was it, Ottaviano? Capital, my lord.
I fear that your excellency has been listening to my enemies.
Your crimes, your enemies. Hmm? By the saints, I grow better and better. I amaze myself.
And I cannot be peaceful when I am insulted. I try to pattern myself too much after your excellency.
Well, that's very good.
Does my lord forget this morning's murder?
Huh? Oh, yes, of course. Cellini, this morning in broad daylight, you spilled blood on the streets of Florence once again.
Oh, but in self-defense, my lord. Mafio attacked me. Attacked me with a whole regiment at his heels.
The whole regiment?
Well, perhaps not a regiment. But enough. My lord, only this I ask. Give me leave to go to France.
The King of France is my friend, and I'll not wish you on him. Therefore, Cellini, in full justice, I sentence you to the... Oh, hello.
Angela.
I'm very intrigued, my lord.
No, not at all. Here, come closer. Don't be afraid. Well, Cellini, what's this?
She is my model, your excellency.
Oh. What's your name, my child?
Angela, my lord.
Angela? Well, come over to me, Angela.
Yes, my lord.
My lord. Has anyone ever told you that you were adorable?
I have, my lord.
Oh, yes, but you haven't listened to him, have you?
Yes, my lord. She means no, my lord.
Who are you?
Her mother, your excellency.
Nonsense. There must be some mistake. Is she really your mother?
Yes, my lord.
How peculiar. She looks like a goat.
Magnificent understatement, my lord.
While you, Angela... Well, you don't look like a goat. Ottaviano.
Yes, my lord.
Yes, would you just see the...
Yes, my lord. Madam, His Excellency desires to show your daughter the summer palace.
Oh, I'm very happy here, my lord.
Your Excellency,
Silence, Benvenuto. I'm considering your case. You'll like the summer palace, Angela.
But, my lord, it's impossible.
What?
Well, I'm happy here. But, I have friends.
Oh, the little redhead in the corner, perhaps?
Amelia, yes.
Yes, well, all right. She goes with you.
Oh.
But, my lord, I...
Quiet, Cellini. Now, you'll not be lonely, Angela.
I'm very happy here, my lord.
But what is there here that you... Oh, your mother. Well, she should come along, too. Ottaviano.
Yes, my lord.
Yes, just fetch old Goatface. And, now everything is settled.
My lord, you forget Cellini murdered Mafia.
Yes, of course. I never can remember anything. Cellini, have you finished that medal for me?
Not quite, my lord.
Well, I can't hang you until it's finished, that's certain. Mm-hmm. Just finish the medal quickly and don't leave this house until our final judgment is rendered.
As you say, my lord, you're very kind.
Not at all. I shall probably hang you as you deserve. Well, let's be off now and, gentlemen, about this little matter of Angela. It'll not be necessary to, mention it to the Duchess.
Cellini.
Huh? Oh, Ottaviano. I'm to hang, eh? I knew it.
No. I have a plan whereby you can save your neck.
And what do you gain by the saving, Ottaviano?
A kingdom. I furnish the plan, and you furnish the weapon.
And the Duke will furnish the body. No, I'll not lend my dagger to design a murder. You forget that you tried such a plot on the Duke's life 3 years ago. He came near to hanging you then.
But Duke is a jackass. Be sensible, Cellini. For with your help or without it, I'll not fail this time.
Benvenuto, Cellini.
Oh, the Duchess honors my poor home with her presence.
Cellini, has that husband of mine been here?
He has, milady.
When are you to be hanged?
Unfortunately, I don't know, milady. I'm a prisoner in my own house.
The Duke left me with the intention of hanging you immediately. There must have been a woman around. Was there?
Well, there have been many women here, milady.
Cellini, you know my husband. You know his weakness.
Why, you have heard slight rumors, milady?
Rumors? Bah! Oh, Cellini, I'm tired. Tired of this constant struggle against women. I need your help.
Oh, your ladyship honors me, but...
You will come with me to the gates of the Summer Palace. Somehow, you must enter. And when you leave, the woman must leave with you.
I bow to your command. Lead on, my lady. My heart, my blade, and my love will find a way through the thickets of flashing steel. Come, on to the Summer Palace.
With the second act of our play. Will Cellini reach the Summer Palace in time to save Angela from a fate worse than Frank Morgan? I mean, the Duke. Will the Duke take a run-out powder before the Duchess arrives? Oh, it looks bad for everybody. Everybody except Angela, who's strolling through the gardens of the Summer Palace with her friend Amelia.
As if I were floating in midair.
I feel that way most of the time.
With me, it is only when I think of Benvenuto.
That is love.
Is it? Oh, love is wonderful, isn't it?
Angela! Oh, Angela!
Speaking of love.
Amelia, what shall I do?
I know what I should do, but then I'm not in love. Not at the moment.
Oh, Angela! Oh, here you are. What's your friend's name?
Amelia, my lord.
Amelia. Yeah, well, Amelia, just go back to the palace.
But, my lord,
Well, if you don't want to go back to the palace, you can stay in the gardens. But don't bother us. And don't peek.
Yes, my lord.
Yeah, that's better. Now, let me see. Where were we?
We were talking of my mother, my lord.
Oh, yes, an ugly subject. Let's drop it. thank goodness we're alone.
My lord desired to be alone with me?
Forever.
Forever?
Well, for a little while, anyway. And you, are you glad to be alone with me?
Yes, my lord.
Angela, when we're alone, don't call me Milord. Just call me Bumpy. It's my nickname.
Oh, I scarcely dare, Milord.
It's my wish, but only in private, mind you, never in public. It would dethrone me. Now, let me hear you say it.
Bumpy, like that.
Bumpy?
That's splendid, splendid. Oh, Angela.
Yes, my lord. Bumpy?
Do you think, could you like me?
I want to learn to like you very much.
Oh, well, that's nice.
But I don't seem to manage it.
Oh, you don't? Yes, well, let's see why not. You don't dislike my face, do you?
Oh, no, my lord.
Bumpy?
Bumpy. What times I even find it pleasing.
At times. Yes, well, you admire some of my features, perhaps. My eyes, let's say.
Yes, Bumpy.
My forehead, perhaps.
Yes, Bumpy.
And my nose?
Yes, Bumpy.
You're not so sure about my nose. Well, I can't say I blame you. It comes from my father's side, and their noses were notorious.
My lord, my lord.
What, Caviano? How dare you?
My lord, bad news. The Duchess has arrived.
The Duchess?
Your wife.
Your wife. Oh, the Duchess. But she told me to stay in town.
But she's here.
But she can't do this to me.
Her Excellency awaits you.
It's a trap. Now, what are we to do? I mean, about Angela,
We could hide her.
Yes, of course. Only where?
I don't know.
Well, just walk about until you've thought of a place. Angela, you'll stay here. Not a step until I return, and not a sound.
But, my lord, I'm afraid.
Well, she's nervous, poor child. Well, just call your friend. She'll comfort you, but not too loud.
Amelia?
I'm coming.
Yeah, she wasn't a dozen feet away. She's been peeking. Well, I'll scold her later. Come on, Ottaviano, you must think as you've never thought before.
Yes, my lord.
Oh, Amelia, the Duchess has arrived. If she finds me here... Amelia, someone's coming.
Angela, my love.
You, Benvenuto. How did you get here?
Oh, through rivers of blood.
Oh, but the Duke ordered your house guarded.
I killed the soldiers. Dozens of them.
You killed them?
To the last man, I ripped and slashed till a score of bodies lay around me. Oh, it was a bloody business.
Oh, Benvenuto, now the Duke will never forgive you, never.
He cannot rob me of these moments with you. I should have slain an army to reach your side tonight.
Even if the army had two men in it.
Without looking, that is Amelia. Get away from here.
Oh, they're always sending me away. To warn us if anyone comes. Benvenuto, we must be careful. Ottaviano's walking in the garden.
Ah, that for Ottaviano, the traitor. Angela, you must come away with me now, tonight.
Oh, but Bumpy told me that...
Oh, Bumpy. Huh. You got that far, did he?
He told me to wait.
He told you to wait. What sort of way is that to treat a girl, and a beautiful girl? I should never leave you.
And you would always think of me?
Always.
You wouldn't leave me for somebody else?
Never.
Not even for your work?
Not even for my... My work. The Duke's medal. I left it on the anvil.
Benvenuto, you've already forgotten me.
Huh? Oh, never, never, Angela.
Then sit beside me.
Oh, such a beautiful medal. It'll be my masterpiece.
Stop talking about your masterpiece. I'll never speak to you again.
Master, quick, the Duke is coming.
Oh, no.
Angela, Amelia, quick, this way.
Angela!
Run, or we're all...
Angela! Oh, Angela, it's Bumpy. Angela! That girl, Angela.
Ah!
What the? Heavens, what goes on over there?
It's I, Ottaviano. I'm wounded.
What? Oh, that spoils everything. No consideration.
My lord, I'm dead.
Really? Who killed you?
Cellini.
Cellini here? That's ridiculous. I'll settle with him later. Where's Angela?
Gone with Cellini.
Oh, that man, he's everywhere. Well, it's treason. That's what it is, treason. Here, just call out the guard. They were right here. Beat the bushes. Don't let him escape. Bring me Cellini, dead or alive, and I prefer him dead.
Benvenuto?
Angela, please hold your pose. How can I work?
Oh, but Benvenuto.
Darling, I have so little time. I must finish this medal.
I don't want you to finish it.
I'm beginning to realize that.
I want you to sit with me.
Darling, I worship the ground you walk on, but I must work.
Benvenuto, you must promise me something.
Promise you what?
Always to love me.
Oh, that I promise. Always.
And that you won't work this morning.
By all the saints, Angela. Oh, for heaven's sake, find something around the house to clean, will you?
Last night you told me that you would never let me soil my white hands.
It was very silly of me.
You said I could show them to people and they'd know I was a lady.
Well, go show them to people and leave me alone.
Master! Master!
Now what?
I saw Taviano in the courtyard with soldiers.
Amelia, quick, the door.
It's too late. This is my end.
For once you are right, Cellini. This is your end.
Come on.
Here, hangman. Find a stout rattler. He'll do the job here.
Oh, darling, the Duke is here. He will save you. I know it.
I wish the Duke knew it.
Well, how nice. I was afraid I might be late for the happy event. Will somebody just bring me something to sit on, please? Thank you. Oh, hello, Angela.
My lord.
Yes, you left in a great rush last night.
I fear it was my doing, my lord.
Yes, so I thought. Are you ready, Ottaviano?
Almost, my lord.
Wait. Has Cellini been introduced to the gentleman who hangs him?
My acquaintance with him is quite sufficient, my lord.
Bravo, Cellini. An excellent spirit. It's a pity you plotted against me.
Oh, but my lord, I never did. You must hear my story.
Please, for my sake.
No, Angela. He must be executed. I've been looking forward to it all morning.
Benvenuto.
Oh, it's no use, Angela.
My lord is anxious to hear your story. If he wishes to see me again.
Huh? Oh, yes, well, all right. I'll listen till the hangman is ready. You may proceed.
My lord, it was Ottaviano who plotted against you.
You accuse Ottaviano?
Everything is ready, my lord.
Yes, but now don't rush me, Ottaviano. There's plenty of time to hang him. He just accused you.
Me? My lord.
I speak the truth. He came to me here and begged that I kill you.
But Ottaviano said it was your idea.
Lord, my one thought was to tell you of the plot. I went to the summer palace only to see you. But I stumbled across Ottaviano, and I fled.
Yes, with Angela, just when we were getting friendly.
Oh, but don't you see? I was excited, distraught. I feared I'd slain Ottaviano.
Well, you still could have left the girl. Ottaviano, what have you got to say to all this?
Let him produce a witness to his story. Just one.
Can you, Cellini?
No. Now, we were alone, my lord.
Oh, that's too bad. You should always have a witness.
My lord.
What is it, girl?
My lord, I overheard them.
Amelia.
But he said he had no witness. Where were you?
Behind the workbench, my lord.
Behind the workbench? That's no place to be. Well, what happened?
Ottaviano wanted the master to kill you. He promised him his life.
She lied, my lord.
Oh, she does. Where's your witness?
I have none.
Yes, you never can tell. Did you have a look in the furnace?
My lord.
What else did Ottaviano say?
He said...
Tell him, Amelia. Speak.
He said that the Duke was a jackass.
He said that he said that? I'll hang him in Cellini's place.
A noble thought.
My lord, I never said that you were a jackass.
Well, maybe not, but it sounds like something you'd say.
My lord, how can you believe this girl? Look at her closely.
Yes, not bad at all.
Look at those full, sensuous lips. The lips of a temptress.
Yes, indeed. She's...
And her form, her figure.
I was just getting to that.
Form and curve. A woman to lure men.
Yes, and I never noticed it before. I must be slipping.
How could you believe a woman like that?
Well, why would you have to believe her? Oh, I see what you mean.
My lord, is
there... No, it's no use, Cellini.
My lord, do you remember what happened 3 years ago?
Of course not. You know I can't remember 5 minutes back.
3 years ago, Ottaviano plotted against your life.
Of course he did. And fancy, I forgot. Why, he tried to have me killed.
You forgave me, my lord.
Yes, and now you've been at it again. And added insult to injury by calling me a jackass. Untie, Cellini.
Oh, darling.
My lord.
Throw Ottaviano into the dungeon.
All right.
Then you are a jackass. Oh, you... It is no thing... put him in rat-infested cell. Don't be particular about his meals, and don't give him vinegar. He likes it. I'll teach him to call me a jackass.
My lord, you ought to be congratulated. A great injustice has been avoided.
Well, I think myself I handled it rather well. Benvenuto, I should like to seek your advice concerning some new house servants. You have such excellent taste.
Oh, my lord, you made me a gift of my life. Surely I can do no less than present you with Amelia. The finest servant in Florence.
Oh, no, but I couldn't think of it, Benvenuto.
Oh, but I...
I mean, as long as you insist. come along, my child. What's your name again?
My name is Amelia. Bumpy.
Not in public. Remember, Cellini, it will not be necessary to mention this to the Duchess.
Not a word, my lord.
Oh, well, come along, Amelia. I'd like to show you the summer palace. I'm sure you'll like it.
Angela.
Benvenuto, we'll be married tonight. You're free. You live.
I'll live and work. I'll create a masterpiece of breathless, wondrous beauty. And men 1,000 years from now will know that it was fashioned of our love. Oh, Angela, life is good.
But, Benvenuto.
Yes, my love.
You won't begin it tonight, will you?
No. Not tonight, Angela.
Thank you, Paulette, Frank, Roy, Mary, and Margot, and thanks to you, Doug Jr., for appearing under your trying circumstances. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our stars step before the curtain to take part in our weekly Gulf question box. I ask the questions, and they must answer correctly or pay a forfeit.
Forfeit? Mm-hmm. Sort of a kissing game, I hope.
No, Frank, I'm afraid not. I ask the questions about Hollywood, and the forfeit... Well, you wait and see.
Say, Raj, could you ask questions, say, about the weather? I mean, I'm a weather expert, you know. Once I predicted a cold snap, and it got so cold that my uncle had to keep a smudge pot under his derby to keep his wig warm.
Unfortunately, our time is up. And so, remember, your seat in the Gulf Theater is reserved for next Sunday night at the same time when Gulf presents a moving dramatization of Private Worlds with Charles Boyer, Claudette Colbert, and Isabel Jewell. And, of course, Oscar Bradley and the Gulf Orchestra. So be sure to listen in, won't you? Good. Until then, this is Roger Pryor saying good night, everybody, for your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer.
Douglas Fairbanks, Jr. can now be seen in Paramount's Rulers of the Sea. Paulette Goddard's latest picture for Paramount is The Cat and the Canary. Mac Morgan is working in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Hooray, I'm Alive. The Gulf Screen Guild Theater originated at Earl Carroll's in Columbia Square, Hollywood. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The Gulf Screen Guild Theater on Tuned 2 yesterday from January 21st, 1940 on CBS. It's an hour of comedy on Tuned 2 yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levionier. And now time for The Jack Benny Show. This is a broadcast from October 10th, 1954 on CBS and Jack's waning years on radio, still with a very strong writing team of Sam Perrin, John Tackerberry, George Balzer, and Milt Josephsberg, who Benny took from The Bob Hope Show way back in the 40s. It's The Jack Benny Show.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, every Saturday morning after rehearsal, the Jack Benny cast usually drops into the corner drugstore for a light lunch. As the scene opens, all of us, with the exception of Jack, have just entered the drugstore. Hey, we're lucky, fellas. It isn't crowded at all.
Yeah, we can have our regular table.
Well, let's sit down.
Hey, Jack wants to finish his business at the studio. He's standing on the corner on the other side of the street.
I wonder what the private business was he had to take care of.
Well, he went up to see Mr. Ackerman, the vice president of CBS. This is the day Jack is giving the network his ultimatum.
Well, what ultimatum?
Either CBS gives him free parking or he's going back to NBC.
Gee, that'll never work.
Well, why not?
That's why he left NBC in the first place.
That's right.
Oh, here we are, Jack.
Okay. Sorry I took so long. What did you kids order?
Oh, nothing. We were waiting for you.
Oh, then I'll call the waitress. Oh, miss? Miss?
What do you want, Mac?
We'd like to order some food. Do you have a menu?
Yeah, here.
Thanks. Now, let me see. Hey, wait a minute. This is the menu from the Brown Derby.
I know. The stuff on ours would turn your stomach.
Say, look, miss, all I want is just an egg sandwich and a glass of milk.
I'll have the same. Okay.
Now, miss.
What do you want? Tap on, boy.
Now, wait a minute, miss. Maybe I have to take those kind of insults when I'm on the radio, but I don't have to take them from you.
Gee, I'm sorry, Mac. I didn't know you were sensitive.
Well, I am. You don't have to presume I'm not sensitive just because I'm a big fat slob.
Don, control yourself.
All right. Now, miss, I'd like to order. All I want's a bowl of vegetable soup.
Okay.
Dennis, what do you have?
Well, let me see. Miss, do you have any vichyssoise?
No.
Well, do you have any escargot sauté en vin rose?
No.
Well, how about shish kebab and kreplach?
No.
Dennis, this is only a drugstore. Why are you ordering things like that?
I wanted to know I've been around.
Stop being silly. Order something you'd get in a drugstore.
Okay, I'll have a chicken sandwich.
With mayonnaise?
No, toothpaste.
Liz, just bring him a chicken sandwich, that's all. Now go get the food.
Okay, Mac. I'll be back in a flash with the trash.
Never mind. Just go get it. You know, it's hard to believe that she used to do the commercials on the Lady Esther program. Now, look, Dennis, when we do the show... Wait a minute, where did Dennis go?
I don't know.
Oh, there he is, over by the jukebox.
Hey, look, they got one of my records here.
Well, why don't you play it, Dennis?
I can't. I haven't got a nickel.
Has anybody got a nickel?
Oh, I haven't.
Neither have I.
All I have is a dime.
I can change it.
Jack, Benny,
All right. Here's the nickel, Dennis. Catch.
Mare quando bello, spira quando tendimente, con il tuo chi pienamente, cosce dato fai suonar. Guarda qua chi su giardino, tiende si stesciura range, nu profuma cu di vino, sinto core se ne va. E tu dici parta Dio, allontana la stu core, se la terra dell'amore viene core non torna, ma non me la fa, non dar me più tormento. Dio, allontana da tu core, della terra dell'amore, viene core non torna, ma non me la fa, non dar me più tormento, ora nascorento a me. Gomba!
Gee, that was beautiful.
It sure was. Say, Dennis, will you look in the jukebox, see if there are any... Now, where did that kid go?
I don't know. He disappeared while his record was on.
Oh.
Say, Bob, I've been meaning to tell you how much I enjoy your CBS television show.
Oh, me too, Bob.
Yeah, same here. You know, Bob, I watch your shows every afternoon, and they're very good.
Well, thanks, Jack.
But I have a little suggestion, you know, just a little constructive criticism. I thought that if you got a comedy guest star occasionally, you'd get... you'd get more laughs on the program.
Yeah, but, Jack, we don't go in for guest stars. Mine is sort of a homey show.
Well, Bob, homey show or not homey, I still think it's a big lift to have a guest star come in, particularly a comedian.
Well, maybe so, but, gee, we don't have much money in the budget.
Well, how much can you pay for a guest star?
Well, about 15 bucks.
For 15 bucks, Jack can be homey.
I know a lot of recipes. Anyway, Bob, it's a very good show. And...
hey, did the rest of you finish eating already?
Yes, Dennis, where were you?
Well, I thought as long as we were in a drugstore, I'd weigh myself.
Oh.
I weigh 140 pounds, stripped.
Stripped?
I took the weighing machine into the phone booth.
Look, Dennis.
And when I put in a penny, a little card came out.
Well, what did it say?
Put on your pants, kid. A lady wants to use the phone.
Dennis, stop. Stop already. Will you stop being silly?
Oh, he's not being silly, Jack. Sometimes those things just happen by coincidence.
Oh, sure, sure.
Well, that's the truth. Once I put a penny in a scale, and you ought to see the card that came out.
Well, what did it say?
Get off, you're hurting me.
Well, that, I believe. That could happen.
I hate to break up this roundtable discussion, but will there be anything else? Not for me. Anyone want anything?
Not me.
Well, I've had enough.
Okay, here's the check.
Oh, well, I'll take it, miss.
No, no, Bob. Let me pay it. It's my turn today.
Oh, now, wait a minute, John. You paid last time. I'll pay today.
No, no. Bob paid last time. Now it's my turn.
No, Don, you're wrong. Dennis paid the last time, and now it's my turn.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, fellas. Let's all go Dutch.
Mary, it's their argument. Keep out of it. It doesn't concern you, you know.
Hey, Blue Eyes, how come you never pay a check? Did you take a pledge or something?
For your information, miss, it just so happens that the last time I picked up the check.
You had to. You were alone.
That has nothing to do with it.
Oh, miss, I'll pay it. Here, keep the change.
Thanks.
I got a car outside. Anybody want a lift?
Oh, not me. It's such a nice day. I'm going to walk.
Oh, say, Don, I've got to go over and see my brother about something. And say, you pass Bing's house on your way home, don't you?
Yeah, Bob.
Well, would you mind dropping me off at his gate?
Look, I'll drive you right up to his door.
No, no, just drop me at the gate. I'll take a bus the rest of the way.
Gee, he must have a big place.
Well, so long, Mary. So long, Jack.
Bye,
so long,
Bob.
So long.
See you at the show.
Yeah, so long, Don. See you later.
Gee, it's still early and the weather's so nice. I think I'll go out and play 9 holes of golf.
Mary, that's a wonderful idea, and I'll join you. Yeah, can you drive me by the house? I got to pick up my golf clubs.
Sure, my car's right in that parking lot.
Good, you get the car, meet me at the corner. I want to get a newspaper.
All right, see you in a couple of minutes.
Okay. Gee, that Bob Crosby is a nice guy. Imagine him giving the waitress a dollar tip. Gee, I'll bet it made her feel good. I got a thrill out of it, and I was only watching. Now, let's see. I want to get a paper. Let's see, which paper do I want to get?
Hi, Rube.
Huh?
Oh, it's my friend from Calabasas.
Well, gosh, I haven't seen you in nearly a year. Well, tell me, what are you doing here in Los Angeles?
Huh? I came to get some supplies from a farm. I just bought an electric milking machine.
You need an electric milker for your cow?
Yeah. It's kind of hard to squeeze out a living by hand. Ain't that a humdinger?
Yeah.
Heard it on a homie show the other afternoon.
Could that have been Bob's? I don't know. Is that all you have on your farm, just cows?
Oh, no, no, no. Main crop is grapes. We operate our own winery.
Well, that sounds like a nice, pleasant occupation.
Pleasant, but dangerous, Rube. Dangerous. In fact, just a short time ago, my uncle fell into one of those big vats full of wine and drowned.
Your uncle drowned in wine?
Yep. Took the mortician 5 days to get the smile off his face.
Well. Well, I can't understand how. Oh, I'm sorry. That car is honking for me. I gotta go now. Nice running into you. Goodbye.
So long, Rube.
So long, so long. Here I am, Mary.
Hiya, Rube.
Oh, stop. Come on, let's get going.
Gee, I'm glad we finished rehearsal early. Such a nice day for golf.
Yeah.
Say, Jack, what'd the headlines in the paper say?
How do you like that? I kept talking with that farmer. I forgot to buy a paper.
We'll turn on the radio and we'll hear the news.
All right.
And now for another news item. Professor Thaddeus Lambert of the University of Southern California has found a successful solution to the smog problem in Los Angeles. He has moved to Colorado. We continue our program with a musical interlude and bring you the Sportsman Quartet singing Oh.
Mary, that's our quartet.
Yeah.
She can snuggle, she's as sweet as can be. And when we're in the parlor, oh, the way she whispers pretty nothings to me. All I can do is holler, oh, it isn't what she does, but oh, the clever way she does it, especially when she meets beneath the moon above. Sweet cookie, oh, what'll I do? The way she sends me with her go-get-a-mind and puts me in a flurry, oh, doo-doo-doo-doo. The way I fall for all her beautiful lies. Believe me, I should worry, oh, 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 oh. The way she feeds me daffy, oh, I think she'll drive me daffy, oh, 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 oh. How my super sentimental, wonderful sweetie can love.
Well, here we are, Jack. Run in and get your clubs.
Want to come in the house for a minute, Mary?
No, I'll wait out here in the car.
Okay. Show you my etchings. Won't take me long.
Is that you, Mr. Benning?
Yes, Rochester.
Would you like me to fix you some lunch?
No, thanks. I just... Wait a minute, Rochester. What are you doing with my violin?
I'm going to put it back in the case. That violin's been lying around ever since you went off the air last June.
That long?
Uh-huh. In fact, it's got mold all over it.
Well, did you wipe it off?
No, sir.
Why not?
Boss, mold makes penicillin, and that thing needs all the help it can get.
Never mind. And clean it up good, because I'm going to play my violin on my television show next Sunday.
No!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, look, I'm going out to play some golf with Miss Livingston.
Oh, your clothes are in the closet.
I know. And, Rochester, at 5 o'clock, I want you to drive out of the clubhouse and bring me home.
I can't, Mr. Billy. The mechanics are working on your Maxwell down at the garage.
Why, what's wrong with my car?
Nothing. It's just time for its million-mile checkup.
All right, all right. I'll have Miss Livingston drive me home. Now, Rochester, don't bother about dinner tonight because I'm going out.
Okay. But, boss.
Yeah?
Well, it's none of my business, but I think you ought to stay home tonight with Polly.
With the parrot?
Yeah, she's been acting awfully funny lately. She's so moody.
Oh, I think you're imagining it, Rochester. Parrots don't get moody.
Well, Polly is, and she's doing the strangest things.
What do you mean?
Remember that coconut you bought her?
Yeah, did she eat it?
Eat it. She's trying to hatch it.
Well, maybe I better go in and take a look at her. Hello, Polly.
Well,
she won't look at me. Polly, it's me, Daddy. Now, Polly, stop sitting on that coconut. I wonder what's wrong with her. Imagine her trying to hatch... Say, Rochester, that's it. The poor thing, all alone. So she... I know, she doesn't know any better. I think I'll buy a mate for her.
Buy a mate.
Mr. Benny. Remember the last time you bought her a mate? You had those two parrots in the same cage for over a year, and then you discovered they were both females.
Yeah. I wonder how that happened.
Somebody goofed.
Well, don't look at me as though I'm stupid, Polly. You didn't know yourself for nearly a year. Gee, Rochester, now you've got me kind of worried.
For heaven's sake, Jack, what's taking you so long?
I'm sorry, Mary, but Polly isn't feeling well.
Oh, that's too bad. The poor thing, what's wrong with her?
Miss Livingston, she just sits around in her cage all day brooding. It's been going on for weeks now.
Well, Jack, you ought to do something. Why don't you take her to a psychiatrist?
A psychiatrist? Mary, this is no time for joking.
I'm not joking. They have psychiatrists for animals. I know one right near here.
All right. I'll get Polly and we'll go.
Jack, here's the doctor's office. You go with Polly and I'll wait outside in the car.
Okay.
Yes, sir. May I help you?
Well, are you the psychiatrist?
Yes, sir. I am Dr. Hugo Brauner, Ph.D.
Ph.D.?
Parrots, horses, and dogs. Those are my specialties, but I take care of all animals.
Oh, well, I've come to see you about my parrot here. I think she has some sort of a complex.
Well, what seems to be wrong with the little lady?
Well, she's very melancholy lately, and today I gave her a coconut, and she tried a hatchet. Could it be possible that birds long for motherhood?
Oh, certainly. Tell me, how long has she been acting so moody?
For a few weeks. Before that, she was always jolly. She used to love to listen to the radio and television.
A parrot that enjoyed radio and television? This I cannot believe.
Paper mate, pen is late, bro.
I believe. Now, to help her, maybe it would be good if you told me something about yourself. What do you do?
Well, I'm Jack Benny.
Oh, yes, you look familiar. Well, in addition to yourself, Mr. Benny, how many people come in contact with this parrot?
Well, there's my valet, my cast, and my six riders.
Uh-huh. And what is this parrot's name?
Polly.
It took six writers to think of that?
Look, doctor.
Never mind. Now, tell me, how old is this parrot?
Well, let me figure it out. See, the man in the pet shop where I bought her said she was born in 1894. That would make her...
39.
Where does she get such delusions?
I'm sure I don't know.
Now, Mr. Benny, you say this parrot listens to radio. Does she like music?
Oh, she loves music.
Good, good. I will give her a word association test.
Word association about music?
Yes. I will give her a word, and by automatic reflex, she will say the first thing that comes into her mind.
Oh, good, good.
Now, Polly, listen. Piano.
Liberace.
Clarinet.
Pretty good one.
Violin.
Penicillin.
That I do not understand at all.
It must have been something she heard, you know?
Obviously. Now, to continue the word test. Listen, Polly. Father. Mother. Baby.
Climb am upon my knees, silly boy. You are only three, silly boy. You know where you're knowing.
You all right? Oh,
I'm away,
baby. That's what
silly,
I thought.
Silly, silly boy. Silly
Polly,
boy,
be quiet. Doctor, doctor, I'll go to the...
Boy.
Polly, please. I'll go to the pet shop and get an egg.
To say about Polly?
Oh, she'll be all right. All birds get moody once in a while.
Ah, it's a shame we missed our golf game, but maybe we can play next week.
No, Mary, I'm going to be busy all week rehearsing for my television show next Sunday.
Gosh, Jack, are you going to be on television that often?
Mary, read that line the way we rehearsed it.
Gosh, Jack, are you going to be on television that often?
That's better. Good night.
Jack Benny program is written by Sam Perrin, Milt Josephsberg, George Balzer, John Tackerberry, Al Gordon, Hal Goldman, and produced and transcribed by Hilliard Marks.
The Jack Benny program on Tuned to Yesterday from October 10th, 1954 on CBS. And that brings to a close this hour of comedy on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great shows from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levionier. It's been a pleasure.